Join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right, we are back live. Hey, welcome everyone to the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. If you don't know me, my name is Tim Madden. I'm one of the co-hosts here. And here on the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast, hey, we talk about, right, tactics and strategies for those targeting six figures or multiple six figures to find jobs they love quickly. We got a great topic for you today, but first, I just have to apologize to the community. I cannot believe we have not done a podcast in 6 weeks. So I just want to get you up to speed on what's been going on inside of Exec Upgrades, inside of Florida. So if you don't know, hey, we had two hurricanes here in Florida. Praise to those, you know, most of it was minimal damage. You know, some areas was impacted. Ours, it just a lot of people lost furniture and whatnot. So me and Christina actually got out of the state. So, you know, we were traveling a lot. And, you know, I had some personal things. So, yeah, you know, I get personal with you guys on this podcast. Unfortunately, recently I did lose my mom as well. So I took some time off for that. So it's just been, you know, the last 6 weeks, you know, what can I say? Life happens, right? Just like everyone watching it. Everyone watching. So I'm going to share with you today and actually some just great stuff of what I'm doing right now to get back on track and how I can overcome some of these setbacks. Because I know whether something's going on in your family, your business unit, your career, etc., right? Staying consistent is super important, and it's so easy to fall off track, even if you're a podcast host, right? So here is what's going on now. We're going to talk about getting back on track, baby. Also, hey, we are doing some exciting things here at Executive Career Upgrades. We are actually rebranding this podcast. I'm super excited to announce to you, we've been working diligently in the background the past couple of weeks about redesigning something that I think is going to be just magnificent and beautiful for all of our listeners. What that's going to be is we've stayed so focused over 150 or more episodes over the years, right, of how do I get the job? But hey, fast forward many years here at Executive Career Upgrades, and we've helped thousands of people get the job. So what I want to talk a little bit about in this new podcast, and I'll share the title with you and everything coming soon, right? Maybe next week, is we want to talk about getting the job. We know that's important. We know there's a lot of people out there who struggle to, you know, or just want something more, but they don't have a blueprint or a plan. So we're still going to bring topics around that. But we're also going to bring other topics to help you inside your business unit. Because if you don't know, just one of the things I'm going to share with you on this new podcast is we have a program at Executive Upgrades called Mastering Your First 100 Day. First 100 days, right? Mastering Your First 100 days. And what I've known after leading this program for years is, here's what I'll tell you. You know, a lot of people are just struggling to get to the new job, but most people, even seasoned business leaders, struggle during that transitionary period. And one of the things that I talk about every single week is getting on the same page as your boss, the leader, the CEO, or getting your team on the same page. It's by far the number one disconnect I see from nearly every professional I've worked at, whether it's been people at Deloitte, Facebook, senior leadership across organizations, right? So there's just some vital tactics and strategies I want to be sharing with you in other areas besides just getting the job, right? So, because we want to help you what? Get the job. Keep the job, and most importantly, be successful at the job. So we're going to bring you more content like that, and it's going to be more frequent. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. Hey, congratulations to everyone in the Exec Upgrades community. I haven't been, you know, gave you a shout out in 6 weeks now. So we have had roughly 50 offers come in inside and accepted and just countless interviews. So give it up to all the ECU clients. I know multiple people accepted offers this week as well. So, hey, truly congratulations. But hey, if you need help in your career, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free consultation with our team about, you know, possibly getting some additional assistance. So let's talk about it, man. Right? How do we stay consistent? How do we overcome setbacks? And how do we get back on track? Right? So it could be you're in a career search, or it could be maybe you've slacked up at work a little bit, right? You've given too much to your team. And what I mean by that is, you know, you haven't been doing spot checks, right? In the military, we call it trust but verify, right? Like, hey, I trust my team, but sometimes you need to verify some data, right? So, hey, let's get started. If you're trying to get back on track, here's the first thing that I'm doing, right? So I'm not going to tell you like theory. By the way, nothing I share on this podcast is theory ever. It's trials and tribulations I've gone through in my life. So I broke out 10 steps for you. First step, accept it. Hey, I've been gone for 6 weeks, right? So it's accept it or reflection. So we need to just accept it. Hey, I've been gone 6 weeks. What am I going to do? Be hard on myself, right? No. It's just time to get back on track. So what went wrong? How did it happen? What can learn from it? So what went wrong? Hey, I was traveling, right? A lot. So I wasn't in the podcast studio, but what could I have done, right? Hey, we could have just easily went, you know, I could have took my laptop. I could have took one of these mics with me. So remind me, right? Next time a hurricane happens or a natural disaster, hey, if I'm leaving Florida, to take my equipment with me, right? But that's what happened. I didn't bring the equipment. So what can I learn from it, right? Well, hey, when I leave, the show must go on, ladies and gentlemen, right? Hey, a couple shout outs. Hey, Mia, hope you're doing well. And Justin and Scott from sunny Chicago. Scott, how's the weather in Chicago? Is it getting cold up there? Because it's still 85 degrees here in Florida. 4 scheduled interviews for the next 2 weeks. Let's go, Justin. That is awesome. Hey, amazing news. So, hey, number one, accept it and reflect a little bit. Hey, how can I make sure this doesn't happen next time? Number two, reconnecting with your why. People overlook this all the time. And this is the most important reason, right? Why do I do this podcast? This free podcast, right? So if you don't know, I had problems obtaining a job after I left the service, serving in the military, right? A long time ago. I know I look young. It was a long time ago, right? Even though I'm retired. So, hey, reconnecting with your why. I do this podcast to help you land your new position. Because back in the day, I didn't have someone to help me find a high level job. And there was a lot of stress and anxiety in my life. So I need to remind myself that. And over the past 6 weeks, I didn't think about that, right? I was like, yeah, you know, we got to get back so I can do this podcast. But no, right? This was important. For 9 months, if you don't know my story, I applied to hundreds of jobs. I got 2 interviews. I bombed one. And one guy said, you're asking for too much money, was the CEO of a company. That was my experience, right? So I want to make sure the reason I started this podcast and Executive Career Upgrades is because I want people to have a plan. And if you've been following me for a while, you know that if you're just applying for jobs online, no one's going to call you back, right? You need different tactics and strategies. So number two, if you've fallen off track and you're trying to overcome that setback, hey, why are you doing this anyway? Why are you searching for a new job? So many people do this, right? They do a lot of action. They start getting somewhere. They get a couple interviews and then they just stop everything, right? They stop generating interviews. They're relying on the 1 or 2 interviews they got. They wait 4 to 8 weeks. Then they get ghosted and then they're back to square one. So why are you doing this, man? Are you going after a new position right now? Why? You got to remember that. Do you hate your job? Are you in a toxic environment? Do you know you're meant for something more, right? Do you want to provide better for your family? What is it for you? Because a job search ain't easy, man. Any setback in life isn't easy. And getting back on track is not easy as well. So one of the things that's going to help you during this time is, why the hell am I doing this? Because if you don't have a strong purpose with anything in life, man, you're going to quit. So I was talking about on Facebook yesterday, it's so easy to win in 2024, man, because people are met with a little bit of resistance and they freaking quit, man, and they give up and they tap out. So remember, man, anything in life worth having is hard damn work. Show me something you're severely proud of in your life that you just snapped your fingers and you had it. Likely nothing, right? Here's what I know. I can only speak from my experience. Everything I have in my life, man, I've worked damn hard for. I'm sure you have too. So the job search or overcoming a setback or getting back on track is the same, man. So know your why, right? And remind yourself every day, because you will forget sometimes, right? You know, I kind of want to do the job search thing today, but I don't think I'm going to. Oh, yeah. I need to pay for my kids' college. That's very important to me. My parents did it for me, and I need to live up to my potential so I can take care of them. Hey, get to work. Number three, you need a routine. You need a routine to get back on track. If you're off track, you're probably not in a routine, or you in a bad routine. So how can we establish a good routine? Let me just share a couple tips, right? Let me just share a couple tips of a routine for me. In the morning, what's helped me the most is I get clear on my goals and where I'm going, man. Right? So one of the things I write down every single day that I'm committed to, right, is growing a large organization to help, you know, continue to impact lives. I have to see that every single day. What is it for you? What do you need to tell yourself every day? What needs to be a part of your morning routine? Typically a workout or a walk helps a lot, right? But how do you need to adjust your routine? If you're in a job search, when are you doing your job search activity, right? Maybe it's, hey, every time I drink coffee in the morning, if I drink coffee, I got to do my job search. You need to develop a routine for you, right? Hey, I do not leave office or my house for the day until I accomplish ABC. I don't watch any Netflix until I do this. Most of the time for your habits and routines, right? It's not typically stuff you need to add. It's most of the time stuff you need to take away. Okay. So that is your routine. Routine should also include things that make you feel good. What makes you feel good? Going on a walk, getting out your thoughts, reading a book. I'm not sure what it is for you, right? But I know you need a routine. White space on the calendar is like the devil, right? Just full of distractions. So be very stringent with your time. It's your most valuable resource. Set short-term goals, right? If you're achieving something in a job search, what is your goal? How much time are you going to dedicate today? What has to be accomplished? What are your short-term goals? When do you need an interview by? When do you need a job by, right? So think about what are the short-term goals, right? Because when we're off track, here's what happens. We're not sticking to daily routines. We don't have goals and we don't. It's literally the definition of being off track, right? You don't have routines. You don't have goals. You don't have purpose. You don't have this. You don't have that. So all of these are equally as vital. Goals and calendar. Yes, Justin. Scott, that's awesome. You're going to be back here in Florida next week. Where are you going to be at? Homemade lattes first. Now, Mia, you can have homemade lattes, but the deal is when you have a preferred item, right? That's the best time to say, hey, I can only drink lattes when I'm focusing on my job search. All right. Seek support, right? Talking about the value of leaning on mentors, coaches, or a supportive network to gain perspective and maybe a little motivation. Motivation won't get you there, though. Discipline always gets you there. Discipline and consistency. I think that's why I've had a little bit of success in life. Right? A little bit of success, because from my military days, hey, they drilled that into me, right? You got to have discipline to do what you don't want to do most of the time. And you got to stay consistent. And if you do that, discipline plus consistency equals results. Period. End of story. You will get it. Okay. So seeking support. If you're in a job search, you need to just partner with Executive Career Upgrades, right? But even me seeking support, right? You don't think I have friends and mentors? I talk about them all the time. I talk to them all the time. Tim Madden needs to be on track sometimes too. And sometimes I have setbacks that kind of, you know, make me feel some type of way. I'm a normal human being, right? You need an army of people to support you. And if you're going through life without a mentor, a coach, or a supportive network, man, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's tough to do it with it. If you don't know, ask anyone who's ever been in AA, NA, all of these things, right? These support groups. It's hard enough to quit drinking or drugs or et cetera when you're around a community. Man, imagine doing it by yourself. Why do you think a job search is different? Why do you think fitness is different? It's all difficult, right? Right? With fitness, that's why I love the military. I'd always have to be there and I work out with a group of people, right? I had a supportive network, so it wasn't that bad. hard to be self-motivated to get up every day by yourself, right? So, hey, you need coaches, mentors, and a supportive network if you want to get back on track and you want to avoid those setbacks. You need to shift your mindset too. Next. Over the years, I've been trying to learn more about my mindset, right? How to improve it. And what I've came up with and been reading a lot, people have just saying it different ways. It's having habit-based thinking. I'm just going to coin that. I don't think that's been coined, those three words. Habit-based thinking. Okay. Habit-based thinking. When you're feeling some type of way, you need, what's the word I'm looking for? You need something to fall back on. I've shared it with you before. So let's talk about a mindset shift here. Okay. Whenever I know something's going to be hard, here's where my mind goes to. I don't focus on how hard it's going to be. I focus on, man, nobody's going to do this. There's going to be hardly any competition here, right? Because it's so difficult. Or when things start to get hard, like I don't want to work out or I don't want to save the money or I don't want to do whatever it is, right? This is when I say, you know what? This is why most people aren't successful. So maybe tell yourself that. Maybe that's what you need to hear. Maybe you're working on a job search right now and you're getting beat up in the marketplace because a lot of people are being beat up. Well, because most people don't have a plan, but even people with plans are getting beat up. So what are you going to say then, right? Man, I'm getting beat up. What are you just not going to do anything that day? Maybe you need to remind yourself, you know what? This is why most people aren't successful, man. They ain't consistent. Maybe that's what you need to tell yourself. So have that be your fallback on. Whenever you don't want to do something, hey, this is why most people, I don't want to do my workout today. This is why most people aren't in shape. I don't want to eat well today. This is why most people don't feel good, right? I don't want to work on my job search. This is why most people don't have the job and money that they deserve because they don't want to put in the effort. Because remember, discipline plus consistency, that effort will always equal results. But the problem is, you know, people don't do the inputs to create the outputs. So shift your mindset. Shift your mindset. Okay. When you're overcoming difficult things in your life, man, me, I have to get a workout in. I'm sorry, guys. You know, I just want to share with you too, you know, losing my mom over the past couple of weeks was super emotional, right? And one of the things was, man, I have had this just tightness in my chest, right? Just so freaking tight, right? And I know some of you feel that way right now. So some of you are in a job search and you're running out of money and maybe you're the sole provider, right? And you're just kind of thinking, man, you probably just wake up and you have just like a knot in your chest. Your chest is so damn tight and you don't know what to do. If that's you, hey, sorry, LinkedIn, get your ass outside and go on a walk, man, and put your phone away, right? And just breathe, right? Me, what I do, man, I go on a run. It's funny. One of the things I hated to do in the military for 22 years was go on a run. Despised it, hated it forever. Then, like most people, when I leave the military, now I'm in the best shape of my life right now, right? Which is funny. But running always makes me feel good, man. I'm just out there, you know, I feel good running. It's like the best feeling in the world. What most people do, man, when they feel bad or they have a knot in their chest and they're feeling stressed, you know what most people do, man? They go out and drink, right? They drink alcohol. They sit around and watch Netflix all day, or they just F off. And they wonder why they're not successful. Okay? The truth of the matter is, to overcome stress, anxiety, and things in your life, you have to confront it head on, man. Medication and alcohol and all of these things is not going to help you. And if it does, it's going to be a short time fix. Right? So if you're feeling some type of way and you're dealing with some stress in your life, get outside, guys. Go to the gym and drink lots of water and eat some good food. You know, it's funny when I look at holidays, I'm not going to try not to preach too much, right? But, you know, holidays in the past, you know what I would do? Man, up in Sarasota, I go to Turkey Trot on Wednesday night, right? It's down there at the bars when I was younger. It's the night before Thanksgiving. I'd have a blast with all my friends. We'd, you know, 15 of us would go out and that would be our thing. It was like a celebration, man. Veterans Day, July 4th. There was all these reasons to just have cocktails with friends, etc. Do you know what my rituals are now? last Christmas, do you know how I rewarded myself? Man, I got up on Christmas Day and I ran 13 miles. And in Florida, it was like 35 degrees out. So thank you, Florida, for that day. Right? I think of holidays now as a way to, hey, you know what? On this holiday, man, I'm going to treat myself special, man. Right? I'm going to eat just some magnificent food. Right? I'm going to have some, you know, good stuff, and I'm going to get a workout in. It's crazy how much I've changed. I feel great. So, hey, if you're dealing with stress, man, that's the only way to combat it that I know that works. And I hope you're not dealing with it, because if your chest is so tight, you feel like it's going to freaking explode. It's one of the most uncomfortable things that can happen in life. You need to visualize success. That's why I focus on my goals every single day, right? Because most people say, I'll believe it when I, you know it, see it. If you followed this podcast for a long time, you know that that's not the freaking way life works, man. You need to believe it first, man. You need to believe it. Imagine waking up, well, think about this. You need to believe it first. Do you believe you're qualified for these upper level jobs? Do you believe you're a good fit? Can you provide the company value? If that answer, you need to have a high belief in yourself. The company's not going to have a high belief in you during the interview process. That's up to you. And that's most people's problems, is they don't have confidence and conviction. Tony Robbins even says this too. You can know what to say on these interviews. You can know what to say. How are you saying it? Because how you're, you know, hey, I can help you. How are you saying it? Hey, I can help you generate more leads, increase sales, guaranteed. Let's get started. How are you communicating on these? A lot of people out there wanting people to pay them $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. They don't have any confidence and conviction. So they're like shy. You're shy trying to manage 50 to 200 people? You need to visualize success every single day. Because if you don't, you won't have it. Look at anyone who's had success. Look at Michael Jordan. Man, I just rewatched The Last Dance, right? If you haven't seen that on Netflix, it's just magnificent about the strongest man. He had the fiercest competitive mindset to where most people will think he's just severely overboard in the way he treated, you know, different people, right? But I tell you what, do you think Michael Jordan visualized success? Think Kobe visualized success? And they were never satisfied. The curse of the successful people. I'm sure we've all seen that clip where Kobe was up 2-0 in the playoffs, right? The NBA finals. And they said, Kobe, why aren't you happy, man? You know what he said? The job isn't finished yet. We've simply won two games. So, hey, what I'm basically getting at is, do you visualize success every day? Or do you visualize every single thing that could possibly go wrong in your life, in your business, or in your business unit? If we're just talking about it, where do you think you is the better option? Visualizing success or worrying about every single thing that could happen to ruin everything? The universe is really weird, man. Right? If you think things are going to go wrong and you worry and you continually are overwhelmed, I can tell you that's not going to be a fun life to live. I would highly encourage you to visualize success. All right. You need to celebrate small wins, man. So give it up. Let me give myself a small win. Tim Madden back on track after 6 weeks of traveling and hurricane and losing a family member and everything that I had to deal with. Hey, I am committed now to getting back on track and providing you with great content, right, on how to not only get the job, but keep the job, but be successful at the job and more, right? So I'm celebrating that today I am back, right? I am back. Everybody gets off track, man. Everybody gets off track. What a lot of people do is when they get off track, they're so hard on themselves and they just continue to be hard on themselves and not take action. It's actually pretty strange, right? So here's my question for you today. Are you on track? Are you on track with your money? Are you on track with the relationships you have? Are you on track with your family? Where you're going? What you're doing in your career? Are you on track? or are you off track? Did you get hit with a little adversity, right? So now you want to give up? Maybe you need to remind yourself of all of the damn hard times you've had to overcome in your life. And this is something that's no different. If you guys have seen my office, if you follow me on social media, if you don't, follow me on Facebook, /TimMadden83, I think. Christy, help me out. Get that verified. Right? But, you know, I talk about all of the hard things I've had to overcome in my life, and I'm not something special. Surely you've overcame, well, what I've had to, right? The problem is, man, I remember it. And it's all around my office. All of my military awards, all of my degrees that I worked hard for, all of my certifications, the Inc. 5000, the podcast, the leads, the ClickFunnels, everything. So in those moments where I'm feeling some type of way, I look over at him and I'm like, man, I've came so far. And that shit was harder, right? Than what I'm dealing with right now. But the problem is when you're in it, when you're just in the weeds right now, right? In a funk, when you're in the weeds and in a funk, it's hard to remember all of the things that you've overcame in your life. Did you forget that? Really? So you got to work hard. But hard work isn't enough. You got to work smart too. And you need to get people to help you or be around the community, because life should not be so damn hard for everyone. It shouldn't be hard to get your finances together. It shouldn't be hard to get a workout done, hard to eat right, and hard to take charge of your career. If you are struggling with one of these things in your life of getting on track or even starting, right? Maybe you just never started. I guarantee you it's one of these things. Let me recap them for you. You haven't accepted the importance of what went wrong and how it happened. Maybe you don't know your why. Maybe you don't have a routine. Maybe you don't have short-term goals. Maybe you don't have any freaking support. Maybe you need to shift your mindset. Maybe you're not prioritizing your health and fitness. Maybe you are not visualizing success, or maybe you're not celebrating small wins. Habit-based systems, habit-based thinking. These are things that you need to do every day. Life can be extremely easy or extremely difficult. The good news is it's up to you. I know this. Ladies and gentlemen, life's going to be hard either way. You with me? Life's going to be hard either way. Hey, if it's going to be hard, I'm going to get what the heck I want out of life, because it's hard either way. So today you get to decide. Are you going to have discipline and consistency? The answer is yes or no. And only if it's yes every single day are you going to get anywhere in this freaking life. Hey, if I can help you out in any way, right? Email me at tim@execupgrades.com. Love to hear from you. As always, if you need any help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. One more thing. This is only for people that are at high level in business, okay? Or have aspirations to be a COO one day. We are holding our first ever in-person event for business leaders in Punta Gorda, Florida here. The dates are November 8th through 10th. The cost is $2,500. It includes a beautiful resort, beautiful food, and most importantly, connections and collaborations with other people winning in business. What we're going to do during this two-day event is just share how for the past 2 years, Christina and I have had organizations on the Inc. 5000 list as some of the fastest growing organizations. So if you're wondering, so if you're a COO one day, right, if you have aspirations, right, you need to know how to get lead. You need to know a little bit about everything. Right? You need to know, how do I get the leads? How do I close the leads? How do I develop people? How do I hire people? How do I instill mission, vision, values into the organization? How do I get people excited? How do I care about their goals? Right? These are things that most organizations lack. And here's the reality. The more value you have inside of you, the more value you can give a business. And when you exchange value, that's how you get money. So that's what we're sharing November 8th through 10th. I'd love to see you there. We really do only have 2 seats left. It's limited to 14 people. There's going to be some phenomenal people that own some businesses. We are going to have a really great time. So I hope to see you there. So hey, if you'd like info on that event, email me at tim@execupgrades.com. We do still have 2 slots left we're looking to fill. I do know that the training I'm going to be sharing with you changed my life. Right, 2 years ago, drastically. And we freaking was able to put the gas on, Christina and I, and really create something magical. And I would just like to share that with other people. And that's what I want to end with, what my mentor always says. How are you going to achieve something in your life or overcome some setbacks and not share it with other people, right? You stingy, man. So, hey, if you learn something, right, don't be stingy. Help other people out. So that's what I'm doing for this event. Oh, by the way, the $2,500 includes all of the amazing expensive food, the beautiful resort experience. So you don't have to worry about anything else besides a cheap plane ticket. And if you'd like the information on that, again, email me at tim@execupgrades.com. Until next week, hey, discipline plus consistency equals results. Have a great week, everyone. Oh, damn, I'm late for a meeting.